boys and girls. How are you this morning? Did you have a good Thanksgiving? Oh, wonderful. My name is Teacher Carolyn. I know most of you, but some I don't. But it's nice to have you here. When I was a little girl, we would go and visit my grandparents. They didn't live next door, the city next to us. We had to go. I was thinking it takes about 3 days in a car. So it was a long ways in Kansas City, Missouri. And when we got there, we had a great time. About the time it got dark, there were some interesting little bugs that would come. Bugs that would come out. And they would light up, and then they'd stop, and they'd light up, and they'd stop. And we would go out, and we'd get a little jar, and we'd put them full of these. They're called lightning bugs. And they're really cool. I have two brothers, and we just went out and played. And we felt like our mason jar was like a flashlight. And I thought, later on as adult, I got curious about that. What in the world are these? And what do? They kind of remind me of a butterfly because they change their shape. When they're adults, they fly and they look like a beetle. And I have a picture of a real one. Teacher Robert has kind of a picture, but this is the real beetle. Can you see underneath his stomach towards the end of his tail? It lights up, then it turns off, and it lights up. As an adult, they're looking for their sweetheart. They don't eat or anything. They don't survive very long either. But as a kid, after they've been hatched and they are coming out, they are called a larva, which reminds me of a worm. It's called a glowworm. And Teacher Robert has pictures of those. Now these glowworms, not looking for a sweetheart, they're looking for food. And when they light up, different little insects come to see them, to see what in the world is going on. Like a snail, or a slug, or a millipede, and they eat them. Which is kind of nice. I don't like slugs. And those flash on and off, too, when they're worms. Fred was going on an errand for his parents to his uncle's farm. And he was told by his parents, you go down the road, through the woods, and across the field. And that's where your uncle's farm is. And he thought, I could do that. He was about 10 years old, and he felt very important to do this errand for his parents. He went down the road and down the road and down the road. There was no cars coming. He thought, man, it's been a while. And he looked up, and he thought, you know, the sun is getting low too. Boy, I hope I get there before it's dark. And finally, he got to the woods. When he got to the woods, it was dark. Now, you and I don't know about you, I carry a flashlight if I was going for a walk. So I'd have the flashlight out. Fred forgot about a flashlight. I don't even know back then if they had flashlights. But anyway, he looked around and it was dark and he didn't know where he was going. Can you see in the dark? You prefer a flashlight too, huh? Yeah. So he thought, man, what am I going to do? I'm getting a little scared and I don't know which way to go. And he thought, what did he do? Anybody see what the picture shows? What did he do? When you're scared, what do? Oh my. What did he do? He did. He closed his eyes and folded his hands, and he prayed, Dear Jesus, please help me find my way to my uncle's farm. And when he opened his eyes, he saw something that he didn't see there before. These aren't working. There we go. He saw a trail of lights. And he thought, well, I can see there. I might as well follow that trail of lights. And that's what he did. he followed the trail of lights all the way out of the woods. And when he got to the end, there was the field. It was dark, but not as dark as the woods. And then off in the distance, he saw some more lights. "I'm going to head to those lights." That's what he said. And when he got closer, he realized it was his uncle's house. He was so happy. "Thank you, Jesus." He didn't forget to thank Jesus. And when he got there, he told his uncle what happened. And he says, "When I opened my eyes, there was a trail of lights." What were they? What were they? What were those trails of light? No one knows. The lightning bugs that were in the shape of glowworms, because they didn't move, they just went off and on. And they made it so that Jesus answered this boy's prayer. You know, Jesus said, "I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will be there for you." But what do you have to do? Does anybody know? What do you have to do? You have to pray or ask him, "Lord, I need your help," and he will always be there for you. He's promised that. Okay. So I have some glowworms. Now, don't get me in trouble. You ask your parents before you eat them. But before you go back to your seats, I have some glowworms for you to take with you. Okay, you can go back to your seat. Well, you can look at them then. You don't have to eat them. You want to come?
Oops.
I got those lights on. Can you help me open that? There we go. Okay, one for you. Oh, and here's a picture to take back with you. If you want. Cody's tips. Those are glowworms. Get one? Did everybody get one? Thank you.